Get it? The Bird Show.
Alpharetta needs 1,000 cereal boxes. We will work on that here in just 1 second. So this makes sense here, Tommy.
Yep. Today's 100 days of Good Goes Round has all to do about cereal. So I looked up, what's your favorite cereal say about you, from devilish.com or delish.com. So I asked you guys a few minutes ago, what's your favorite cereal? Mo, you said?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. And what delish.com says about you? You're the life of the party.
Oh,
and you want everyone to join in the fun. You bring people together with your bubbly personality, which is reflected in the bold flavors and bright colors of your favorite cereal.
I agree, but I take it.
So apparently Fruity Pebbles is not for introverts.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't really see you as the life of the party. I see you throwing a party.
Depends on the party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plus, you know this cereal is perfect for more than just milk, and you're not afraid to get your DIY on. For instance, you may have tried this, Mo. Fruity Pebbles and chocolate-covered frozen bananas.
Absolutely not.
How about Fruity Pebbles ice cream cones?
I've never tried it, but I would.
You should, because it says you're all about that high-low mix.
All right. Clearly the site knows you better than you know yourself.
Apparently. Right.
Abby, you said Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I did.
If you're a CTC fan, because that's what, you know, the fans call it, CTC.
Oh.
You probably don't just have it for breakfast. It's regularly eaten by the handful, either straight out of the box or in a Ziploc baggie as a midday snack.
Under the cover of night. Me as a little raccoon in my pantry.
That's because you believe in treating yourself to a sweet treat every now and then. Mm-hmm. But you do so responsibly. It's not Nutella straight out of the jar, after all. Mm-hmm. Though you certainly don't judge people who do that. You're a pretty laid-back person, all in all.
That's not accurate, but I do love a sweet treat. Me and laid-back just don't go together.
You also could be a serial killer, because, I don't know, Katie pointed this out to me this morning. When you get a chance, go to YouTube, check out the new CTC commercials. They're based on Dexter.
What?
It's like a Dexter-themed commercial where the cereal is a serial killer.
Okay, so when Tommy was asking us, I can't remember the last time I ate a bowl of cereal.
Same.
So, like,
I'm digging back into the childhood for these.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
You guys don't eat cereal?
Nah.
Not at all.
Oh, my God. You are missing out on life.
Yeah, I mean, all that sugar.
I mean, we've had it before.
I remember when I went to college and I went to the dining hall for the first time. And there were like 85 kinds of cereal. I felt like I had won the lottery.
I seriously can't remember the last time I had like a bowl of cereal from a box.
The cereal issue was the very first time that I can remember having some sort of resentment for my mom, because it was nothing but Apple Jacks, the Apple Jacks. And then the milk at the end of the Apple Jacks, it was kind of pink also, right?
Real sweet.
Oh, that's some of the best post-cereal milk.
Dude, yeah, you can't even, right? Mm. It was Apple Jacks. And then one day she woke up and inserted Grape Nuts into the conversation.
Violation.
Or Raisin Bran was another one. She all of a sudden, and I didn't know anything about it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm eating Raisin Bran like it's Apple Jacks, and I am pooping all day long.
Too much fiber.
But it's Apple Jacks.
All right, Bert, I had to go to AI for yours because delish.com didn't even list yours, because I guess they didn't think it was delish enough.
What?
But if Apple Jacks is your favorite cereal, it might suggest you have a playful, perhaps even slightly mischievous personality. I agree with that. You might enjoy sweet, fruity flavors and appreciate a bit of fun in your breakfast. It could also mean you appreciate a childhood classic and don't mind indulging in a little sweetness.
All right, go to AI before you go to your website, because that sounds fairly accurate.
Now, but let's be honest, there's no fruit in Apple Jacks. It may be fruity flavors, but there's no fruit in Apple Jacks.
Kristen did say when she was a kid her favorite was Cocoa Puffs, so I did look that one up. It says you're a hardcore chocoholic, and you appreciate that there's a cereal company out there that understands that chocolate is really an anytime treat. As much as you indulge your sweet tooth, you also have a practical side. When your Cocoa Puffs are all gone, you're left with chocolate milk. So basically, you're multitasking with every bowl you eat. Genius. Well,
So, yeah, but I'm the person that pours the milk first, and then I pour the cereal little by little.
What a weirdo, what? Man.
Yeah,
what a weirdo.
This is if I, when I did eat cereal back in the day, I would put a glass of milk in the freezer, so it would get really, really, really cold and get a little bit of the ice crystals on top. And then I would pour the milk into the bowl. So then I'd have a bowl of milk. And then I'd have the cereal box next to me. And I'd pour a little bit and eat it. And then pour a little bit and eat it because I cannot stand soggy cereal. Like the cereal cannot get soggy. Okay. So technically, I'm not left with chocolate milk because every bite has cereal in it.
Huh. So there you go. If you're wondering what your cereal says about you, Rebecca's going to put it up online when we put up this segment, because that is the perfect entree to today's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Good morning, Jenny. You are on The Burt Show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you guys?
Great. Tell us how we can help you out.
So I work with the city of Alpharetta for the Parks and Rec Department, and we have about four different camps ranging in the ages of 6 to 14 years old. And next week our camp theme is Pay It Forward. So we are collecting unopened cereal boxes until July 16th because we want to create a massive domino set using our Wheels Park. All the boxes are going to be donated to the North Fulton Charities. But we're trying to reach our goal of 1,000 boxes, and that's where you guys come in. We can need your help.
Yeah, sure.
We want to demonstrate to our campers and staff that one simple kindness can create a chain reaction.
Oh, I get that. So, with your dominoes. Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah, yeah. So we're trying to, with the Burt Show's help, with your family, we're trying to get a 1,000 boxes to just make a greater impact into our community.
Okay. And I love this message that you're trying to send also, which is pretty much the same one we're trying to send as well. Mm-hmm. It's like you could do one act of kindness here and the ripple effect. You don't even know, excuse me, what that's going to have on the mm-hmm. people around the person that you're helping as well. So I love this. All right. So where do you need these cereal boxes? And I'm guessing it could be any cereal at all. Where do you need them and when do you need them by?
So we created a wish list, and I gave the information to Tommy. So he said that they were going to get that out to you guys. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to get them collected by the 16th of July, because on that Friday we'll set everything up and then do our dominoes set, and hopefully it all goes well. But we're also going to try to, like, film it and then post it for the families, and we invited the North Fulton Charities to come out and join us. So I think it's going to be a great event.
Okay, so if you want some info and you got a cereal box, you got cereal, all the info up online right now.
We made it super easy. All you got to do is go to theburtshow.com, click on 100 Days of Good Goes Round, and today's feature on the cereal. There's a link there that'll take you to where you can buy a box of cereal or boxes. But imagine if everybody bought one box. We could knock this thing out today.
All right, good luck, Jenny. Let us know if we can help you out anymore, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate for the opportunity.
You're
welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. You too. And again, you guys, if you need anything, look, we're willing to get our hands dirty also. What do you need? Big ways, small ways? We are willing to help on 100 Days of Good Goes Round. Just got to hit us up at theburtshow.com.
Get it. The Burt Show.